This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, just in time for Christmas, debunking the myths of gift giving, like the idea that expensive gifts make the best gifts, and that giving right away in this season can actually make us happy. And it can.
But first, the Boston Globe reported today that the MBTA pension fund may have lost $25 million in what looks like a Ponzi scheme by a New York hedge fund called Fletcher Asset Management. The former head of the T's pension fund, Carl White, joined the hedge fund and then pitched a new investment opportunity to the T pension board. The board agreed to invest $25 million in 2007, and now that money is gone and the FBI and Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating. Joining us to talk about this is Mary Connaughton. She's Director of Finance and Administration at the Pioneer Institute. She's also a former board member at the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority. Mary, welcome, and thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks so much, Sasha.
And Mary, you're a certified public accountant. So you read this story today. As far as I know, you know mostly what is in the story. But give us your general take on your reaction and what went on here.
The question is that how could this possibly have happened? Did the board exercise its fiduciary responsibilities in accepting this investment? First of all, in the T board, the T pension board is exempt from regular state ethics laws that other state agencies would be accountable to, in that they did not have to, employee could transact business with them immediately after leaving the T.
Well, and I was going to ask you whether that should have been allowed to happen, because oftentimes, as you know, when someone leaves a state agency, there's a certain amount of time before they can do business with it again, if ever. So tell us a little bit about whether that would have applied here.
Right. Generally, it's a year, but because the T is its own entity, or the pension fund is, that rule did not apply. What I would recommend is that the board step up, and even if the law allows this to happen, they should set a policy to avoid that, because the public's perception of this is that there was a deal that was made without going through the proper channels. And to improve the public's perception and promote public trust, they should say, listen, we should not transact business with former employees for a long period, so the public has confidence in the decisions we're making, and these questions need not be raised.
Based on what you know about the story, do you have any sense of whether the MBTA pension board did its due diligence before making this investment?
It's hard to tell from the story, but certainly working with a former employee, actually he was in charge of the pension fund, leads the question as, should they be doing that? And I would say that the board should say, listen, it doesn't make sense, or it's not in the public's best interest for us to go forward with this transaction.
So you think they might have said this, we shouldn't do this. This shouldn't
we
be a
shouldn't
transaction
do this.
We
shouldn't do this, and we still do not know whether they exercised their adequate due diligence here, but it certainly is questionable.
What steps can be taken, if any, to try to get back some of the T's money?
Well, that's going to be a challenge. If the money's not there, they could try to sue. I think they're going after him. They put liens on his property. I think there's liens on Fletcher Investment Firm's property. But if the money's not there and there's no insurance to cover this, that money's not coming back. And unfortunately, that means that the pensioners absorb it, or the taxpayer absorbs it, or the people that pay the fares on the T wind up making up the difference, because it's going to increase the unfunded pension liability for the T's retirees.
So that's the larger consequence here. Someone else has to pay if that money's not around.
Right. And the question is, he presented this investment as a relatively low-risk investment. And the question is, relative to what is that low risk? It certainly is. One wonders how something could be presented that way, and the team move forward on this and make such a large investment when, the results 5 years later are showing that there's no money left there.
So this is a story that the media will certainly continue to follow, and we will be following as we have more details. Mary Connaughton, thanks. Mary Connaughton, thanks very much for coming into the studio. Mary is Director of Finance and Administration of the Pioneer Institute, also a former board member of the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority.